and now pot. Marijuana will soon be legal in at least three more states, including Massachusetts. By a margin of 54% to 46%, voters here have approved the ballot question to allow adults 21 and older to possess and grow marijuana. California and Nevada also approved similar ballot measures, while Arizona voters rejected a marijuana question. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on Massachusetts ballot question number 4.
A Back Bay pub erupted in cheers just before midnight as Jim Borgasani, a spokesman for Yes on 4, hopped onto a chair and pumped his fist in the air.
The voters of Massachusetts should be very proud to put Massachusetts again at the forefront of a sweeping social movement in America.
Supporters argued that making marijuana legal was long overdue. And Chanel Lindsay, who helped draft the ballot question, says she will no longer have to worry that police might use marijuana as a reason to stop her on the street.
And unfortunately, when you're a minority, you're more likely, four times more likely to get charged with possession with intent to distribute. That's a huge problem. I'm not subject to arrest anymore.
As of December 15th, it will be legal to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana in public, although smoking pot in public will still be illegal. Adults will be allowed up to 10 ounces in their home. The first commercial stores would be licensed on January 1st of 2018, unless the legislature moves that date further into the future. Senator Jason Lewis expects the legislature to bring in public health experts, law enforcement, and local leaders to review public health and safety aspects of legal marijuana.
There are areas where the ballot question is completely silent. For example, it doesn't address at all the issue of drug driving.
Lewis chaired a special Massachusetts Senate committee on marijuana this year and opposed legalization. But now that voters have approved the measure, Lewis says the legislature may add some details.
For example, exactly what kinds of marijuana products would be able to be legally sold. I think we would be looking to really flesh out what is in the ballot question.
The legislature can amend the act passed by voters, but the Yes campaign spokesman Borgasani urges lawmakers to let the new Cannabis Control Commission named in the law take charge.
We would suggest that they wait until regulators actually come up with the structure of the system and the regulations and then decide if they want to make any changes.
Lewis responds that there won't be any money to set up the commission outlined in the law until after stores are open and generating revenue. Speaking of revenue, the legislature is also talking about raising the proposed tax rate on sales of marijuana. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.